It's fantastic to welcome Interstatic onto SCR this evening. All three members of the Courtneys, Jen, Sydney and Courtney. G'day.
Hi. Hello.
It's nice to see all of you. Thank heavens. I heard there was a little trouble in getting all three of the Courtneys over the line into Australia.
This tour had a rough start.
Well, you know, it's a good dinner story for forever now.
It is. Yeah.
Who was the one that...
The internet knew right away. All of the people were like, I don't want to be offensive here, but I'm sure it was Sydney that is lost. And they know me well somehow. I was kind of surprised.
Did you book the flight to the wrong place yourself?
Oh, I totally did, yeah. Yeah. I was booking way too many flights and trying to organize a complicated summer, and I just was using all those discount websites and moving around between different sites, and just somehow the Melbourne International Airport is in Florida.
Yeah, you didn't even learn there's a Dick Diver album called Melbourne, Florida.
Yeah, we learned that after this.
I didn't know that. No one told me that part yet.
Really?
So we got to keep telling the story to keep learning new things, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you're not rookies. You've done this. Have you ever booked anything else to the wrong country?
No.
I book a lot of travel, and I have never made a mistake like that before. But I do blame the website a little bit, because I've also found a few other people who've made the same mistake. But it doesn't say the country on the airline that I was using, who I will write a complaint letter to. They don't mention anything about what country you're booking to.
It was good because when the story came up, everyone else had stories about things they'd done as well. A friend of mine was telling me he booked the wrong month for flights. Don't feel too bad.
That's like something I would never do. Like, I'm so precise about stuff like this, but I remember looking at the thing, the connection was in Atlanta, Georgia, and instead of saying Atlanta, Georgia, it just said Atlanta. And then next to Melbourne, it said FL. And I was like, well, why would they put the state for Melbourne and not for Atlanta? So FL must be some other designation. Like, it just wasn't clear to me at all.
Sydney, look, if you were booking to Sydney, it would have been fine, you know?
I think I just learned that it's okay to make a joke about... I've had to use this city as the way to explain to people how to spell my name for my entire life. So it's totally fine to think about the relationship.
There's a city in Canada, too. Yeah.
There is, but it's not spelled the same. This is the only one.
No, there is on the East Coast.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sydney, Nova Scotia.
That one's with a Y?
Yeah, and it's a lot bigger than the one in Vancouver Island.
Hmm. This has been a great geography lesson already.
Well, I was just thinking today that Courtney has also had the experience of being in places that have the same name as her, but Jen, have you ever been to a city called Jen?
No. We should look that up.
Yeah.
Those cities from now on.
Yeah. We saw a tag, graffiti tag, called Jen last night. That was cool.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we got you over the line, because this isn't the Courtney's first tour to this neck of the woods either. And last time you were here, you went to New Zealand.
Yeah.
Was that where the whole signing to Flying Nun for this latest Courtney's album came from?
Pretty much.
That you took Muhammad to the mountain, or whatever they say, make them think, you know?
I think with those guys, you definitely have to meet them and get a feel for what kind of connection you would have in real life. And so that's probably why not so many foreign people are signed to that label, because I think it means something to them that you make the trek all the way over there. And all that happened in that conversation was we met them, and then we said, can we please send our record when it's ready? And they said, sure.
You're making it look so easy.
I mean, we hung out with them all the whole time we were there, and they put on our shows there. They were probably the most amazing shows. Well, the Auckland one was the best show we've ever played, and it was just a really great time, so we had a good feeling about it.
They had distributed our record there before, and they just did a really good job promoting the shows. Mm-hmm. And we're so influenced by music from there that to see the audience have this really strong reaction was really validating. So it seemed like it was maybe going to be a good fit, but we weren't necessarily, we weren't like convinced that it was going to happen or anything.
Were you the first Canadian band to be on Flying Nun? I mean, they've licensed things like Pavement back in the day, but I don't know if they did a Canadian band.
As I know, we are.
They have a long history.
But... yeah, I think in the current form of Flying Nun, yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you can own that. You can say that, yes. What was it like for the three of you starting out in Vancouver? Was it easy for the Courtneys to get shows and play around as a young band?
In the city, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like living in, let's say, Toronto or Montreal, where you have really quick access to like a million U.S. cities. Like on the East Coast, everything's kind of close together. On the West Coast, it's more, there's cool cities, like there's Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, L.A., but it's more spread apart. And then to get to the East, it's a lot of driving, so it's a bit isolated, but we had a lot of great shows coming up in Vancouver.
There's a good local scene there because of that.
But we still, we played opening shows for years. Like, we opened every show for, like, the first 2 or 3 years.
But we played a lot. It was great.
Yes. And then eventually you move up to the middle, and then there's one day where you play your first headlining show, and then you start to play all the headlining shows, and then you don't open anymore.
Yeah, you're making it sound like, you know, there's no hard work involved, but there's a lot of grit.
Mm-hmm. Took a long time.
And did it take a long time for the Courtneys to kind of find a sound or learn how you could be on a record? I mean, I'm sure it was easy to sort of play house parties and stuff like that, but when it came time to do the first album, did you have much of a clue about what you were doing?
The first album was funny because we went to record that with the mindset that we would just get the songs. Like, we'd written, you know, 8 songs, and we were like, let's just get them down, let's get them out. We didn't really think we're making a record and it's gonna be, you know, we're gonna press a record. There was like, no, we just wanted to record them.
We thought maybe an EP or something.
Yeah,
we also had a release before that was just on cassette.
Yeah,
so we kind of edited what we had on that a little bit.
I thought you were gonna say we had a release on a tape and then the record sounded way less hissy, you know.
The record sounded great.
Yeah,
it definitely feels like this year's album too is a much more thought out set of songs. I mean, I guess you've become better players as well.
Yeah,
I don't know about that. We've all been playing music for a long time, so I wouldn't say that our like technical skill has changed much, but our ability to be really deliberate in our songwriting once we have an idea and try different versions of that idea over and over until we can find something that's kind of optimal. Our patience grew a bit for being able to get something to its best version of itself. And in the first record, we were more just like having fun and trying to make something that was like satisfying more quickly. So I think that's the only difference, is we just spent longer on everything.
I reckon there's definitely more shredding on two.
Cool.
The guitars sound bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I like improved as a guitar player.
Yeah, I think I improved.
I'm just like constantly improving, so it makes sense.
Another big leap also was clocking up the almost 7-minute song on this record. You know, for a band that had such short songs all along, Lost Boys is an epic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how long is Frankie? I was like, which one's the 7-minute
Frankie's
one?
Frankie's only like 4. Yeah.
There's a few ones with the
Most
jam.
Of them were like 4.
Yeah.
Did you have to add stuff onto that song, or it just turned out that way as it was?
It just turned out.
Yeah, most of our songs like begin as really long jams, and then the process is to kind of shorten them. And that one just like, you know, only made it so far through that process, I guess.
I like that there's a jam on there.
It was intentional for sure. That we wanted to have a song that was free like that at the end.
Yeah.
In case you have to do longer sets as well now.
Yeah.
As this headline band you now seem to be permanently.
It tacks on sometime.
Yeah.
But I like the fact also you haven't grown up too much. You're still adding to the canon of Courtney's songs about films or film stars with that track. You've had Casey Reeves and now Lost Boys, so...
I forgot about Casey Reeves.
You could move through the whole 80s, you know, for the rest of your career.
Yeah.
Totally. Jen has enough obsessions to last as many albums.
It's true.
Does Corey Feldman get a look in on the next record, Jen? Or?
I don't know about him. Well, I don't know who would be the next... We'll see. I'll have to think about that.
I feel like there might be some Australian film stars you could start mining as well. You know,
that's
interesting.
We've come
here a couple of times.
There's already a song about a guy from Australia, so and that's close enough.
Does he know that there is?
Good question.
That is a good question.
Come on, the cat's out of the bag. Let's have it. Which song?
Oh, Frankie.
Okay.
I'm not going to say who though.
Is it someone called Frankie?
No.
Okay.
Well, it's a... But then we can say what the name is from, right?
Yeah, it's from actually Frankie's Pizza.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they know that that song's named after the venue?
Probably
we
not.
We should put the word out.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you're going to have every guy coming up to you in Sydney tonight and going, am I the guy in the song?
They would know.
I feel like he would know.
They should know.
Yeah.
But. All right. Well, look, you know, I look forward to album number 3 in case Melbourne, Florida turns up as a song name or something. But I am
I would have to be the lyric writer for that to be a thing.
I am glad that you're all present and ready to play at Oxford Art Factory this evening.
Yeah, totally. Heard it's a great venue.
Yeah, it's great to have you guys back in Sydney. Look after yourselves on the road. Book flights wisely.
I'll never make that mistake again.
We might have a listen to 25 off of 2.
Ooh,
right.
Cool.
Now. Is this about someone from any location?
Yes.
Which location?
Canada.
Oh, man.
Which city?
I don't want to say.
We could do this all night.
You actually could, probably.
Jen Courtney in Sydney, it was great to have you in for a chat. And here are the Courtneys on Static. We'll see you at Oxford Art tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.